Greetings! This is Keora Ito with Ergo Tips for Floor Laptop Use, brought to you by the Applied Ergonomic Methods class at Cornell University. Have you ever been forced to work on the floor because all the chairs were taken? Or perhaps simply wanted to sit in front of the TV as you type your paper? Or maybe you wanted to sit outside and work because it was such a beautiful day? Whatever the reason, laptops have allowed us to be more flexible about the location where we work, allowing us to work in places that were formerly unimaginable for computer users. The floor is no exception. If used properly, the floor can provide an adequate space in which you and others can comfortably work on for short periods of time. If you have worked on the floor before, was it lying on your stomach, sitting on the floor with the computer on the floor, or leaning on the wall with laptop on your legs? These positions do not seem comfortable, and you're right, they aren't. All of these positions create excess strain on the neck, arms, wrists, back, and the eyes, making long-term laptop use difficult or even impossible. So what can you do to minimize these strains? The most important things to remember when you use any computers or laptops is to keep your neck in an upright position and to keep the screen at eye level to reduce stress on the eyes. You should try to view the screen at about a 15 degrees angle below the horizontal. Your back should be well supported and should be kept at an angle larger than 90 degrees. So try sitting against a wall, bed, couch, or even the back of another person. Your arms should be at a comfortable distance to the laptop. So when you must work with your laptop on the floor, you should first find a wall or any form of support for your back. Place cushioning behind your waist and the back to support your lower back and to keep your spine straight. Your waist should not be touching the wall. Lean back against the wall so that the angle between your body is more than 90 degrees. Bend your knees with your feet firmly on the ground. Keep your knees at more than a 90 degrees angle between your thighs and lower legs. Place your laptop on top of your thighs and open them so that it is at eye level. If the heat bothers you, place something under your laptop for insulation, such as a laptop cooling pad. Now, you should be relatively comfortable working on the floor. However, while you work, there are some important things you should do to reduce stress from working. First, massage your wrists and move your neck every once in a while. And most importantly, take breaks. Every 15 to 20 minutes or so, take a 60-second break. Stop working, stretch, and walk around for a bit if you can. It is important to promote good circulation and reduce stress on the joints and various parts of your body as you work. For more information about specific points in laptop use on the floor, check out Ergo Tips at www.ergo.human.cornell.edu. I'm Keora Ito with Ergo Tips for Floor Laptop Use.